With major cuts to SEPTA's bus and train service looming next month, riders are concerned about the loss of service they rely on. The issue came up during WHYY's pop-up newsroom this week at Philadelphia City Hall. Our Tom McDonald has more on the ongoing calls to save SEPTA.
Janet Tosto of Germantown is concerned with SEPTA's new budget that cuts services and increases fares if there isn't a major injection of funding from the state of Pennsylvania. She pointed out warnings on the SEPTA website about the line she cares about, among others.
So this one is the K line, which I use a lot, and the advisory is saying that service is going to be reduced by 20% on Route K on August 24th, 2025, if new state funding is not approved. Now, I've seen this advisory for the K line. I also use Chestnut Hill West Regional Rail. I've seen the advisory for that. It's really scary to, you know, have to check your alerts and see these advisories.
This isn't the first time the trades and agencies proposed cuts to services and fare increases because of a lack of state funding. Spokesman Andrew Bush said the agency has to approve a balanced budget. Because of that, they have to come up with a proposal that's not good for anyone.
If the funding is not there, we don't see an alternative but to go ahead with those cuts to start. And that would be to start on August 24th, 20% across the board. That would include eliminating three dozen bus lines. And then we would have an additional cut on January 1st that would eliminate five regional rail lines. Cut all rail service at 9 p.m. And then overall, between those two cuts, that's nearly half of all service is eliminated.
But one longtime consumer activist doesn't believe that's the way things have to go. In a commentary for the City Hall Monitor website, Lance Haver called on SEPTA to be more aggressive and use their money to keep everything running until they have to shut down the system completely. He spoke during a town hall meeting on social media.
But yet, rather than stand up and do what's right, follow Congressman John Lewis's advice, cause good trouble, they're using the fact that the law says they have to go ahead and pass a balanced budget as an excuse to harm the people that they swear they care about, their own riders.
Bush said Haver's idea doesn't work because the state can't continue to give the city one-time infusions of cash, which saved them from what he calls a fiscal cliff last year.
The cliff is very real, and it would have hit last year if not for the one-time funding that the governor flexed to us. Of course, we know that our understanding is that can't happen again. That was a one-time flex of federal funds. That's not a long-term solution. That's a stopgap, and typically for at most a year. So we got that. This is a plan that, we unfortunately are having to move forward with it. We're, putting together, or the schedules have been put together. We're in the process of printing 3,000 signs to go out to bus stops. That's all going to be out on the system in the coming weeks. So there isn't a way for us to kick this down the road any further.
Haver counters, because the hearing examiner did not question the transit agency about how long they could go without any more funds before shutting down all service, they opted to cut service in Philadelphia where it's needed the most.
If we want to save the most money, why don't we cut the regional rail lines at the same time we cut the city transit division? And why don't we at least answer the question of what affects riders the most, cutting the bus lines or cutting the regional rail lines? The hearing examiner didn't allow for any of that.
Tosto doesn't want anything cut. She just wants the service she's accustomed to and urges all sides to work out a solution.
I want them to resolve this funding issue now, not just for this moment, but I really need them to dig in and to start thinking about how to fund SEPTA, how to fund all transportation systems in PA, you know, permanently. What needs to be done to ensure a permanent stream of funding so that we're not at this point every single year? That's what we need to do. Find a permanent solution to this funding issue.
Bush agrees. He said SEPTA would be first in line to accept a constant state funding source and not have to go hat in hand to Harrisburg every year for a handout.
Right now, budget negotiations are still going on, and we expect that that's going to continue, at least in the coming weeks, through this month. That we're hoping to see a resolution soon. A budget bill did go through the House yesterday. There's still, from what we understand, there's still some work to do as it goes to the Senate. So we know that there are discussions continuing.
Politicians from the Philadelphia region have made the trip to Harrisburg asking for more money for SEPTA, and Bush said SEPTA officials continue to lobby for a permanent funding source and are awaiting the outcome of the budget negotiations. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.